Mishnah test. In the times of the Mishnah, people would often pour water into the courtyard so that the water would then either be absorbed into the ground or it would flow out into the public domain outside of the courtyard and eventually be absorbed into the ground. Now, the Rabbanon measured that on an average day, people would usually pour out 2 sa'ah of water into the courtyard. That's the amount a typical household would pour out. And they also measured that that amount of water can be absorbed in an area of 4x4 amos. And because of that, if one's courtyard is at least 4x4 amos large, then one would be allowed to pour the water into the courtyard. The Mishnah discusses Chotzer Shipachus Me'abot Tefachim, a courtyard which is smaller than 4x4 Tefachim. In Shem Chimusechamayim Shabbos, one is not allowed to pour water into there on Shabbos, since it is assumed that the water will end up flowing into the Rishus HaRabim. And although you didn't directly take something from a private domain into a public domain, so it is not forbidden mid'oraisa, nevertheless it is forbidden mid'rabbanon, because it is a direct result of your action. However, once again, there is a solution. Elohim ken osula ukumach zekesosayim, unless they made a hole for it, which holds 2 sa'ah of water, mina nekev lemata, from the opening of the pit, from the top of the pit downwards. So if you make a pit, if you make a hole in the ground, such that the water will go into the hole, so then it's not going to end up flowing into the Rishus HaRabim, and it would be permitted. Beinim b'chutz. Whether you make the hole outside of the courtyard, and that means that you make it at the entrance of the courtyard, right outside of it, so that the water flows directly straight from the courtyard into the hole, so it is not, it doesn't go via the Rishus HaRabim first. Beinim b'fnim, or whether you make the hole inside the courtyard, certainly that will be permitted. Now the Mishnah lists one difference between whether you make the hole on the inside of the courtyard or you make it right outside. If you make the hole directly outside of the courtyard, tzorech likmar, one needs to cover the hole in order to make it be clear that it is separate from the public domain, because people who are passing by might think that this person took water from his private domain into the Rishus HaRabim. So he needs to cover it to show that it is clearly separate from the Rishus HaRabim. But of course, maybe if he made the hole in the inside of the courtyard, then ein tzorech likmar, he does not need to cover it because that concern is not existent. Now the truth is, even if somebody happens to need to pour out more than 2 sa'ah of water on that day, he is allowed to, even if it will mean that the hole will overflow. Because since anyway this whole prohibition is only midrabbanon, so as long as you have this hole, which usually solves the problem, if in one particular case you happen to pour more than 2 sa'ah of water, that is still permitted, even though there is a chance that it will flow into the public domain.